Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities each week sharing their success secrets with you so you can be your happy and most successful best, too. I'm your host, Deb Scott, certified professional results coach and author of the award-winning book, The Sky is Green and The Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. And boy, have we got a guest that's going to help us keep it right side up today. We are so honored to have the phenomenal, the beautiful, the captivating, many of you know her well, Colleen Lopez. And for those who don't know about Colleen, I'm going to read a little bit about her and then introduce her into the show. Colleen is certainly the hostess with the mostest. She's been on TV's widely acclaimed HSN for quite a few years, and she's been in has a long history in TV. She's been a talk show host with them since 1994. Time flies when you're having fun. She doesn't age either. She gets more beautiful with every year. Colleen was born Colleen McCarthy in St. Paul, Minnesota. She's very passionate about gemstone designs. She loves art and travel. She's very charismatic and entertaining. Colleen is friend to many Hollywood celebrities whom she regularly appears with as she promotes their products and lines ranging from clothing to beauty items, and boy, I love those too, and to a lot of glamorous one-of-a-kind jewelry. Colleen lives in Clearwater, Florida, where she resides by the HSN studios. And she's happily married for over 20 years with her husband, Carlos. She has two grown sons, hard to believe. And we are just so excited and honored to have Colleen with us today. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Deb. You are so kind. You went way overboard. But thanks for all the nice things you said. I'm so excited to get to chat with you and to meet you. Hey, thank goodness for Facebook, right?
Oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, is that not the greatest invention? I love that thing.
Listen,
it really works out well.
I am blown away by Facebook. I've only been on Facebook for 7 months, and I don't know what I did before Facebook. I mean, I wouldn't have, been friends with you. It's just, I don't know, it's just a really neat way to connect, don't you think?
I do, and I think that it's not just for teens. I mean, some of us that are a little bit older. I'm 48 now. It's lot of fun, and it's a. I'm feeling very old, but it's a great way to connect, and you have so many fans, and the things that we get to share. I love it, and I see you every day on TV, it seems, so I feel like I've known you my whole life anyway, Colleen. I'm sure a lot of listeners feel that way.
You know what's funny is that I feel that way. That's maybe why I'm enjoying Facebook so much, because I've been, on HSN for 16 years. You get to spend, I always joke that I spend more time in other people's living rooms than I do in my own, and so you do feel, you feel a connection, because our job is the type of job where you share a lot of yourself, and I think that it's just been so interesting and wonderful for me to really get a little more up close and personal with the people that I get to talk to, with every day. And I love it. It's a unique job. Being a co-host is a unique job.
It is, and we love you, and that's why we're just so excited to have you, because being a guest on the show, we get a chance to learn more about, how you are so successful and some of the ingredients that makes you, the top in your business, and why you connect so well with people, I think, is your authenticity and what you expressed earlier, that humility. And that is just something that you can't fake. You are the real deal, Colleen, and that's what's so great. And for the people listening, I know there's so many questions. I've had a lot of people writing me, asking me questions. So, I'm trying to, there's so many things to go through, and it's just so exciting. But people want to know how you got started in television and if it was something you always wanted to be doing.
My story is such a goofy story. And it's one of those where, to answer your question, no, I never really thought about being on television. I was married when I was very young. I was 22 when I was married. I went to college at the University of Minnesota, and I was studying speech communications because I've always liked to talk. And I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do with that. And to be honest, I never graduated from college. I was working and going to school part-time and getting my real estate license. And then I met my husband, fell in love, was married. 6 months later, I was pregnant. And I, for 4 years, gave birth to two beautiful boys and stayed home and was raising my sons. I was a stay-at-home mom from the age of, 22 to 26. And I loved it, and I felt blessed. I had a husband who, was working, so I was privileged, I felt, to be able to stay home and be with the boys. But you know how you get that little yearning desire in your gut? I just, as the years went on, I felt this strange sense that I was supposed to be doing something, and I didn't know what, and I almost felt guilty about having the feeling, because here I was raising these boys and loving every minute, but I just felt unfulfilled somehow, and I really kind of grappled and struggled with why I felt that way. So one afternoon, I was watching our local talk show. There was a local talk show in the Twin Cities called Good Company, and it was the number one rated local talk show in the country, so it was a great show. I was watching the show, and the host announced that they were having a contest. It was called Host for a Day, and they said, we're taking auditions, come down tomorrow afternoon, we're auditioning people to fill in for our job for a day. And I thought, now that looks like fun. I would love to try that. So I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my husband. I told my husband I was going shopping because I thought I'll never get it in a million years, but I thought, why not? I'm going to give it a try. So I drove down to the studio. There were 200 people in line to audition for this little Host for a Day gig, and I did it. I did my little 2 minutes. I honestly can't even tell you what I said. I was so nervous, but I did my audition, and then that afternoon, got back home, the phone rang, and they said, we've chosen you as the top three. Can you come on television tomorrow and audition on the show? The viewers will call in, and we'll choose a winner. Well, long story short, I won. So I was able to fill in and be their host for a day. And that was where the television bug officially bit me. And I loved being a host. And then I did a fairly good job. My first interview was with Marie Osmond. I'll never forget that. I was so excited. And that was my entree. And then they would call me back to do special guest appearances or to fill in for the female host and do little reporting gigs. And that's kind of how I really, got my sea legs in television. So it was serendipitous. It was a real happy little accident.
Wow, but I think for those people listening that want to be successful, that, look at you as a mentor and somebody to emulate, I think that is such an inspirational story, because what you're sharing is you just followed your heart, you lived in the present moment, you were doing what you loved, you were listening, you were open, and it all fell into place. I mean, you showed up and you did what your heart was calling you to do.
There was a voice in there. I knew that I was supposed to be doing something. I didn't know what. And the funny thing that happened after that I think was probably the greatest thing, is after I didn't have any television training at all before I did this little Host for a Day gig. But then my husband said to me, he said, Colleen, if you really love it and if you're really serious at it, he said, you should take some classes, get some skills. So, and anybody who ever would want to work in television, your local theater, I started taking improv classes. They have this great class. We had a class in our local area called Auditioning for the Camera. There was another class that taught me how to use an ear prompter. There's all these great little, and it was interesting because somebody like me who did not have any broadcast training, but these classes, even just taking improv, that taught me sort of, how to just speak from the hip and lose your inhibitions and taught me how to be myself on camera a little bit. And I think that it helped a lot that along with the break I had of winning this Host for a Day thing, it also helped that I started educating myself a little bit. And the trainings really, I think, made a difference for me, because then I felt like I was polishing up this little rough diamond that was there.
Yes, and diamond you are. So,
well, I don't know about that. I'm a work in progress. I'm a late bloomer, Deb. Let me just tell you, I am a late bloomer.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. So blooming late seems to be on time for you. So, you know, there's different seasons. You know, some beautiful flowers come up in September and some beautiful flowers come up in April, but it just depends on the season. And I think that's what's so great about you. I mean, I know that's what I love about you, is that you just embrace life and you're enjoying the moment. And no matter what the age, you're being your best and you can tell you're having fun. And you're doing what you love, and you're taking that natural talent. And I love the story about going to school and, you know, sharpening the skills. And that's a good lesson for anybody listening that really feels they have the calling. But you know, it sounds to me as though you were having fun, and that was something that came before anything else. And you
right.
had the support around you of a loving husband and so forth, and then things just sort of fell into place real fast for you. So, you know, that's just great that you're sharing all these great secrets with us, because, you know, we can follow in your footsteps. And
well, I think, you know, I think you're right about the fact that, you know, for me, I really am so blessed to have a lot of loving support around me. I have an amazing husband who's my best friend. I come from a great family. My mom is like a best friend also. I have three sisters I'm very close to. So I think that I get to pull from that. And I think that one of the great things about, you know, enjoying my life now, no matter what happens, as much as I adore my work and I absolutely love my job, I don't feel defined by my job. I love it and I'm having fun. But if it all ends tomorrow, I still know I will have a happy, blessed life. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
You know, that is really, and that's why you are in the Best People We Know show, because you're the best, and you have priorities, and you have your family first. And I think it's really a great testimony to those of us who, you know, on the outside looking in may say, wow, you know, TV and media and on you know, everything mm-hmm. that we see on the outside, to hear you say that the inside, the satisfaction of your family and your priorities and being grateful and never taking anything for granted,
yeah.
I think that's part, the biggest part of the winning equation. And it's so refreshing to hear you say that.
Thank you. I think so. I do think so. I think probably, I don't know if you've ever lost a job, but I've lost lots of jobs. And I think that, and I've lost jobs I loved. I mean, I was a talk show host twice. Both those shows were canceled. I was a reporter. That show was canceled. I worked on a shopping network in the Twin Cities, CBN. They were bought by QVC in the late 80s. That was devastating to lose that job because I loved it. So I think that I learned over those years, and I was in my late 20s, early 30s during that time, and I realized that it's fleeting. It's all fleeting. These are great, fun, rewarding jobs, but they really aren't, it's not what your life is about, because no matter how much you love whatever you do, it will end. So I really learned, I think I was blessed early on to lose lots of jobs that I loved, because I learned that it's okay. It's okay to lose a job. It's okay. Just, you know, I think that I wouldn't be the person I am if I hadn't been through that sense of, oh my God, now what am I going to do? You know, because I've been there crying my brains out because I lost a job. I never thought I'd find a better job. And it just, over years of going through that, I think I have learned that things always happen for a reason and things will always come out better on the other side. They always do.
Yeah, you've just... And I think that you give us hope with sharing the, you know, the real personal nature of that, because for those of us listening, many have lost jobs in today's economy, and many people are really devastated by that in the sense of self-worth and self-esteem. And to hear you say that there was really a blessing, there was really the green sky turned blue, so to speak, you know, something greater, a greater good came out of something bad, which makes you have the character that you have today and allows you to really enjoy who you are and what you have in a more powerful manner. I mean, that's really powerful for us to listen to.
I think so. And
know?
It also, you know, I think what you said earlier is so true and valuable. It's really figuring out what you love, but also figuring out what you're good at. Because for me, you know, after hosting two talk shows and the shows being canceled. Working on, I had three different talk shows. All three talk shows that I was a part of were canceled. And I started to think, maybe I'm not going to be Oprah. Maybe, you know, I mean, it's like this little birdie is telling you, Colleen, you've tried it, you've tried it, you've tried it. And it's funny because the one job that I always had that came really easy for me that I loved was working in electronic retail. When I worked at this little startup network called CBN in the Twin Cities, I had never seen a home shopping network. I didn't know what it was, but the talent manager at the time had seen me do some local TV work, and they were looking for hosts, and they called me. They said, we're auditioning. Come on over. We just need people who can talk. I thought, okay, I can do that. I had no idea what it was. I had never seen HSN. I had never seen QVC. So I showed up, and I auditioned. And they hired me on the spot, and I think I was terrible. I'll never forget, they handed me this little clown doll, put a camera in front of me, and said, talk about it for 5 minutes. I honestly I can't even remember what I said. I'm sure I was a blubbering idiot. But they hired me, so I think they were desperate. But the funny thing is, that work came really, like what I do every day for HSN, honestly, it's not work. It's really play. I just so love it and enjoy it, and it really comes naturally. Whereas when I was a talk show host and a reporter and those things, I had to work really hard to try to be like a reporter. And a talk show host, I don't think I was a great interviewer. And I think I guess what I'm trying to say is, we as women, we really need to play to our strengths. And if I was still trying to be a talk show host today, there's a good chance that I would still be beating the pavement. But because I actually discovered, A, something I love, but most importantly, something I'm good at, I mean, that I'm naturally good at, so I get to play to my strengths. And so because of that, it allows me to shine without having to try so hard. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, that is right on target. And just to echo that, for so many people, you know, I think that they can relate to, hey, I feel like I want to do this, or I'm fighting to do that. And what you're saying is, hey, let's stop. Let's define it. Let's look at what I'm good at. I'm going to examine myself, my strengths and my weaknesses, without mm-hmm. judgment, and I'm going to embrace those things that I'm good at. And part of that is recognizing when people hire you on the spot when you don't even think that you're doing a good job with the doll,
right?
Or whatever, you know. And that, you know, people really help us know what it is that we need to do and what our brilliance is. And you know, when you're being your best, it's helping so many other people be their best, because think of all the people that meet you that are enjoying themselves and having fun in the sunshine that you bring into their day, you know, however that may be. And I think it's true for all of us. And being the mentor you are, you know, that's an ingredient that we really need to pay attention to, is doing what we love, but also knowing what we're good at and embracing
yes.
those messages that lead us in that direction.
Yes.
You know, one of the things, I can't believe we're almost, you know, we're more than halfway over our time together. Can you stand that? See what happens when you're having fun?
So much fun. How great is radio? I don't have any makeup on. I have my little dog here in my lap. This is amazing. HSN, it takes a village to get ready for that job. The makeup, the hair, the outfit. This is the greatest gig of all time, Deb.
Well, you know, I gotta say that I've got the ponytail up in my hair too. With, you know, I'm not looking glam, but I'm sure that you probably look pretty glam with the dog.
No, I would scare you.
Well, you know, this is the fun thing about radio. You never know. I mean, this could be a whole other venue. We could have HSN Radio. You know, you never know. We could get that going. It could be a new thing. Hey, speaking of, you never know. There's new opportunities every day. Let's, you know, perseverance. You persevere so well. What do you tell yourself? What is that little conversation you're having in your head when things don't go well and you think, oh, maybe this isn't meant to be, God, or maybe this isn't, you know, where I'm supposed to be going? You know, what are you telling yourself? Because everybody, you know, engages in some sort of an obstacle in their day in life.
You know what? That's such a great question. You know, I really try to be really honest with myself. I work really hard to just keep it real, Deb. I think that, you know, I turned 50 last year, and, you know, I think the greatest...
Can't believe it, Colleen.
You know what's so amazing about turning 50? It is, for me, it was just honestly like a rebirth for me. I just, when I look back, I love this age. I love the knowledge I've gained. I love the confidence I have just through the life experiences that I've had. And I think that more than ever, I mean, for any of your listeners, just every year we get better, we get smarter, we know more, we get more confident. And I think that just every day I live now, you know, back in the day when I was, you know, years ago when I was younger, I always used to give my power away. I would have other people make decisions for me. Or I would come up with a great idea, but then say, hey, here's an idea. Why don't you execute this? And I think what I've learned over time is, you know, I don't give my power away anymore because I've experienced a lot. I know a lot. And I really, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, the decisions I make now are decisions that are true to me. I really think through what I'm going to do in a way that I just think I'm making smarter choices than ever. And because of that, I'm just happier in my life. I can rely on my own choices and decisions, and I know I'm making the right ones. You know, it's funny because years ago when I came to HSN, which was the greatest decision of my life now as I look back over it, but back then I really grappled with this decision. My husband, who's incredibly supportive, had to give up a job. We're living in the Twin Cities. Minneapolis-St. Paul is a beautiful place. My family's up there. Our friends were up there. HSN had offered us this great opportunity to move to the Sunshine State. But with that opportunity meant uprooting two boys, ages 11 and 9, you know, me taking a leap of faith in a job I figured I would be pretty good at, but that I wasn't sure if I would love because I didn't know. My husband's giving up a career. So I guess back then, I can't tell you how I struggled with that decision, how many tears I cried. I got down here for months. For the first 6 months, I cried every day. I thought, what have I done? I was scared, and I was worried, and I was upset. And now looking back over it, if I were to make that decision today, I would make that same kind of decision with much more confidence than I had back then. And I guess it's just because, I guess looking back over it, I know I did the right thing, but I didn't know at the time that I was doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Did you have a little mantra or something of, you know, did you have a spiritual practice or some sort of practice that you used to help you persevere during that time?
Well, I have very strong faith. I believe in the power of prayer. I definitely pray every day. I pray several times a day. I pray before I go on television. I pray on my way to work. So prayer is a very powerful and important part of who I am in my life. It keeps me strong, and it keeps me centered, and it keeps me grounded.
Yeah, well, God has certainly blessed you. And, you know, there's just so much I want to say. I hope you're going to come back on, but we have a caller that would like to speak with you. Can you take a call?
Of course.
I feel like the show reversal. We have a caller. somebody from 732, we have 732 on the line who wants to ask Colleen a question. Are you there?
Colleen, what are you talking about? You cried for 6 months. You live in the Sunshine State. How good is your life now? Are you kidding me?
Is this Wayne Scott Lucas?
This is Wayne Scott Lucas.
Deb, do you know who Wayne Scott Lucas is, Deb? Deb, Wayne is a celebrity stylist to the stars. He's worked with everybody from Janet Jackson to Tina Turner to Christie Brinkley to Cindy Crawford to the list goes on and on. And he has been on HSN. I think now he's on QVC in the UK. And he's a brilliant stylist and a crazy person, too. So keep your finger on the red button, Deb.
Oh my God!
This is the best people we know club.
We're already talking about fingers and red buttons, and I haven't even started. I'll say one thing about just listening in on this. It was so exciting to hear this because knowing Colleen as a person and knowing the magic that she has been to so many people on HSN, the magic that people don't know is when Colleen does mention her faith in God and her faith in prayer. That's the stuff that comes across on the TV camera that you feel. You don't know why you love it, but it's because there's a light coming from inside. And when Colleen speaks, she speaks honestly. When she talks about products, she believes in it. And the best part is she believes in living and she believes in being alive and she believes in spreading that love. So we're all luckier to have known Colleen in this lifetime, and I'm very excited to be listening to this show.
Thank you, Wayne. You're so
I mean
good.
It. I mean
Thanks
it. It's
so much.
It's an honest endorsement of a very kind person, and everybody that dreams can be like Colleen. There's an opportunity to get out there and have that career and raise your children. And, you know, you make those messy decisions, but you keep God in it. You keep some kind of power or the universe in it. And somehow the decisions come out as they should.
True. That's so.
Don't
I
you
really
agree?
That. I totally agree with that.
You know, you keep showing up, and someone just told me about being knocked down. A friend of mine was getting knocked down and knocked down and knocked down. You keep picking yourself up. You keep praying, you keep opening up to the light, and you keep trying to figure out where your life's supposed to go. And you know what? Life's going to take you on the journey. And as Colleen has said, she went for the ride, but she kept her eyes open. So if you're going to buy the ticket to the roller coaster ride, open your eyes and enjoy the ride.
Wayne,
and the upside
yeah.
down.
So, Deb, you're going to have to do a half hour with Wayne one of these days.
Oh, my goodness. Look at, I'm telling you, this is just flying by, but I am so exhilarated. I love that you called in. Thank you so much for calling
Wayne, thank
in.
Thank you.
Because it just,
sweet friend.
Yeah, it just resonates, and I love, and that is what being the best person, being the person that God created you to be, when you're at your best, it shines through. And, you know, one of the studies I was just reading, because I love, you know, reading all these studies on personalities and success and all of the ingredients, you know, one of the best products to sell right now in our economic times and mm-hmm. in our society is trust. People are buying trust.
Absolutely.
People want
honesty.
To buy and be
but you know
with
what
somebody
I believe about
that's
that?
Honest.
But you know what's interesting? I do. I believe that too. But I also think that trust is earned. You know, I think
yes.
that when
yes.
somebody says trust me, it's I don't expect people just to trust me. I
Absolutely.
Have to work really hard every day to earn my customers' trust, and I take that. I value that greatly.
You create this amazing product, and then these people buy it. When they get it home and they touch it, what you said on TV better be true.
That's right.
And that's how you gain that trust. I'm going to let you talk. It's your show. I'm disappearing, but you know what? I was raised a born-again Christian. I was saved by the blood when I was young at 7 years old. I've gone all over the ride to get away from God and back to God. And you know what? When tragedy strikes, when life gives you a punch in the stomach, the only one left standing is you and God alone.
Oh,
trust it,
you.
Believe it, and you guys keep going. Colleen, I love you, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you so much
Bye.
For calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye.
Oh,
that was wonderful.
Hey.
You, I'm telling you. You're just like the love sprinkle lady.
That's so funny. You know who? You know what's going to be fun? I want to mention before our time is up. I had the chance recently to travel to Los Angeles and spend a whole afternoon with Mariah Carey. Mariah, Deb, is going to be live on HSN on Cyber Monday. She is the sweetest girl. I didn't know what to expect when I was meeting her. I've always adored her voice and her music. But let me just say, I think if anybody can tune in Cyber Monday, they will really fall in love with her because she is just such a girl's girl and just such, she's just a great, fun, you know, silly, wacky lady. I just really enjoyed spending time with her, and I can't wait for her to make her official live debut on HSN.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I saw some of your interview with her, but she's got the music going on the commercials right now, which is great on HSN. You have something else besides that, anything else that you wanted to tell us about? Because I think you have something coming up on Sunday, and you've got Mariah, and anything else for the holiday season, shopping that you need to let people know about?
Well, you know that I'm a jewelry fanatic. I love jewelry, and one of the really lovely shows we do on HSN is called Designer Gallery, where we bring in designers who make jewelry all over the world, and it's only once a month, but this Sunday we do have a really incredible show. We're featuring jewelry from Bali and from India with Sajan Silver, and it starts at 1 in the afternoon if anybody's home, and it's just, I always get excited about these shows because I love jewelry, but I especially love jewelry that has a story and that's artisan crafted and that's handmade, and so it's a real special group of collections that we get to feature, and so that's one of the fun things happening this Sunday.
Okay, that's Sunday. And tell us again about Mariah on Monday.
And Mariah will be
that
here
is.
Cyber Monday. She has a Today special, which is something that kicks off at midnight every day. So Monday, the 29th of November, Mariah will be here live, and she's launching her new fragrance. She's launching shoes. She's launching jewelry. So it's anybody who loves shoes, jewelry, perfume, Mariah Carey has a great collection coming up.
Do you believe we've only got 9 seconds to go?
I
want to thank you. And
thanks
God bless you. And thank
bless
you so
you.
Much for being here. We love you. And
well,
have a
I love
beautiful,
you
blessed day.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Deb.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.